Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri. Reverend Victor Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister of the Word of God and has been ministering for over 15 years. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now listen to Victor Collins Isabri.
Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this morning. We give you praise and we give you glory. Thank you for bringing us here together again. What a miracle it is, oh God, to be alive, to come into your presence. We know you have plans for us today. We pray that, Lord, you will speak to our hearts, affect our lives, and you cause us not to leave your presence the same as we came. Thank you for the impartation. In Jesus' name, amen. Why don't you put your hands together for the Lord? And you may be seated. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. A few minutes. The evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Verse 3. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Ope, is that not how you say it? Ope. You say appear. Huh? Okay. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it, he being dead, yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should receive after receiving for an inheritance, obeyed and went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith, Sarah also herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age. When you are past age, by faith, you can receive a child. I said, by faith, if you are past age, you can still receive a child. Yeah, so if you are menopausal, don't cancel things. Yeah, if you've passed through menopause, don't worry. And you still want a child, you can get a child. Why not? By faith. Can happen. Hallelujah. So all those older ladies receive children in the name of Jesus. You don't want to. Calvin is receiving. Oh, Marcy. Yeah, Marcy and Dion. You are not receiving. Hey. You don't want this type of blessings. Okay. Okay. Receive money. Okay. All right. They don't want babies now. They want money. Babies, too much trouble. But when you are young, you want babies, nah? You hold on. You see, faith, hope, faith is coming. You say, hold on, change is coming. All right. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off and were persuaded of them, and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, unheavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. You see, faith is a substance of things hoped for. We are trying to establish faith as a definition. From then, we will jump into other things. But the foundation must be clear that faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The Bible says, through faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. Now, God speaks to you and says that tonight, a spirit is going to pass through Egypt and he's going to destroy the firstborn of everybody. But for your firstborn and the firstborn of the Israelites to be saved, you must kill a lamb of the first year without spot or blemish and apply the blood the blood of the lamb on the doorpost of your house, so that when that spirit passes through Egypt that night, he will spare you. I mean, the fact that you have the blood, that spirit of death will see it and will pass over and spare that house. Now, if you were Moses, you could say, you know what? I don't believe what you're saying. What is this thing that is going to pass through our country tonight? And it's not going to kill people, but especially the firstborns. Have you seen that? This is a perfectly orchestrated plan of how can you know, you see, that in this house, Sherwin is the firstborn. In that house is Jonathan. In that house, it is this guy. It's that guy. How can... It's too much. So you can sit down and say, you know what? I didn't believe this. I'm not killing any sheep. Rest yourself, God. You may not say that, but your actions will say that, because action speaks louder than words, isn't it? It's not in the Bible, but it's true. It takes faith to come and tell the Israelites in Egypt and say, you know what? Everybody kill your lamb. It costs money to kill your lamb, because that lamb could have been sold for money. Kill your lamb. And then use the blood to paint the doorpost. It's too much. Why should we do that? Oh, tonight. Death is coming. It's coming for the firstborn of everybody in Egypt. But if you have blood on your doorpost, you'll be spared.
Death? I tell people get sick and they die. People get old and they die. What is this, that firstborn? So if my firstborn is 6 years old, he's going to die? Why would something like that happen to my six-year-old boy who's innocent, nice, coochie, 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 nice boy? Like Jonathan. Jonathan, stand up. You're a firstborn, isn't it? How are you going to die? Look at his face. Coochie, 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 coochie. How is he going to die? If he doesn't put blood on the door of his house, he's going to die. How can such a nice little boy die? Look at his ears. Nice and big. Is it extra large or medium large? You know, or extra small. Nice guy. You have six pack? Jonathan with six pack. Wow, what a shock. That's one pack. Now look at little boy Jonathan, who is going to die if he does not listen to what Moses is saying. I mean, what about if I cannot afford the lamb? I mean, all these things that Moses, you are saying, I don't believe it. That's what the Bible said. By faith, they observed the Passover because they believed that what God said was really going to happen. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of the things you have not seen. And that's what we want to look at today. We want to look at the evidence, faith being the evidence of things that you don't see. Number one, it is evidence. Number two, of things that you don't see. So evidence is proof. So faith is actually a proof of the things that you cannot see, Jermaine. The things you cannot see, if you can have a certain confidence about the thing that you don't see, that is faith we're talking about. Faith is proof of what you cannot see. So this morning I was saying that, I mean, very practically, if you are coming to church and you see my blue bus, mini bus parked there, it's an evidence that I'm also around. Isn't it? Sometimes it may not be so, but most of the time it is. When you come in my car, it's not there. You bet. And sometimes when I do that, people get tricked. Sometimes I don't come in with my car. So when I get down, I'm going. Oh, he was here. Oh, I didn't know he was here. Because if I knew he was here, I'd have behaved. You know how you people deal with leaders? And there's still a certain form of respect and fear that makes you pretend in our presence. So you, when you see us, you are so nice and cool and all of that. And when we are not there, then you express yourself. Yeah. So when a car is not there, like you are caught up in something. Are you with me? Are you with me? Right. So faith is the car. It's the evidence of me you have not seen. If you have the car, you will have me. If you can see that the car is there, then you can also have the assurance, the evidence that I'm also in the building. That's faith. And faith is an evidence, when we say of things not seen, it's not evidence of things seen. You see, when I say the car is something you see. It was just an illustration, but faith really is not something you see. Or faith is the evidence of something you have not seen. Nadia, are you there? You see, if I say, oh, I'm believing God for an iPad, or I have faith that I have an iPad, it's not because you have it physically, that's why you have faith. Or you see it physically. Faith doesn't see physically. Faith sees spiritually. The moment it becomes physical, there's no faith for it anymore. It has happened. Remember, faith is the evidence of things not seen. Things you cannot see. So, even though you cannot see, you believe that it is there. Let's talk about superstition. Is it what verse? 1 Corinthians 4, 2 Corinthians 4, 18. Let's talk about superstition. I know in Guyana, there are some people who still believe it, that if you go to a wake, when you're coming to your house, you should enter with your back. Because somebody's following you, isn't it? Is that what they say? Jombi follow you. Now, if you go to your, if you enter with your back, then you see the Jombi. You see the ghost. And then if you see the ghost, then what happens? You're facing the ghost. So the ghost is following you anyway. So if you are going inside, is it the fact that when you turn your back, then he stops following you? Or when you realize that you see him, then he stops following you? No, really think about it. So we have those things, even though we have not seen them, we believe them. So much so that when you go, if you go to burying ground, some people say when you pass water after burying ground, you throw something inside. Some people do them fancy things. You take off after burying ground, when you come, you take off your shoes. You don't take your shoes inside. Leave it outside. What did the shoes take from the burial ground? Mud. You can jump into the house. No. People believe these things. And many people have not experienced it before, but they believe it. Now, if you can believe something like that, why would you not believe what God says? And that's what this is. Faith really being the evidence of things hoped for, or the evidence of things not seen, is really faith. And faith, the Bible says, while we look, no, give me that. 2 Corinthians 4:14, 4:18. Go back there. So, you see, so, when you talk about faith, you're talking about things that you cannot see. All right? Now, if you have to exercise faith, you have to exercise faith in something you cannot see. The Bible, if you read Hebrews chapter 11, says that through faith, many people shut the mouth of lions. Now, they throw you into a den of lions. What you know is that a lion will eat you. They don't joke. A hungry lion. You have made his day. He's excited. He said, "Whoa, black woman, man. It's a long time since I ate some black woman here." But how can you survive an experience or an encounter with a lion if you don't believe? Because let me tell you, if you encounter a lion, you either believe that God will deliver you, because apart from that, really. Tiana, if you face a lion, I don't know your chances. I'm sure the lion is like, I'm an Indian girl. It's been years. Yeah. Will eat you up. So, in fact, your best bet is to trust God that this lion will not even see you and pass you straight. Yeah, will turn a vegetarian immediately. The evidence of the fact that the lion will not do anything to you is what we call faith. And it's something that you can get. And it comes through the word of God. Romans chapter 10 and verse 17 says it. That faith comes by hearing. And hearing the word of God. So just in case you are looking, you go to Niger supermarket looking for faith to buy. Or just in case you are asking me, "Pastor, please, how can I have some faith?" That's a simple way to get faith is by hearing the word of God. Faith doesn't come by praying for faith. As some people who don't know the scriptures believe in. Oh, Pastor, I don't have faith. Please pray for me so that I get more faith. It doesn't work like that. It's like how some people try to bind Satan. If you don't know your Bible, you do all kinds of useless things. You waste your time. We don't bind Satan. Did you know that? Joelene, you can bind Satan. Satan cannot be bound. God is the one who's going to bind Satan for 1,000 years. What we can do is we can destroy his works and resist him. But to bind him, how can you tell? The Bible says that he's like a roaring lion. Moving to and fro like a roaring lion, seeking somebody you might devour. You are the one who's going to stop him when the Bible says that he's moving to and fro. Which Bible do you read? Now you, Yulana Haywood, you are going to tell Satan you stay in Guyana in our boys town, okay? Don't go anywhere again. Like, we won't have the problems we're having now. Because before we came, somebody would have arrested, put him somewhere in some corner somewhere and say, don't move again. But he is bound to move. What we can do is destroy his works. We can bind his demons and his agents. Demons we can bind. Witches we can bind. Because we can stop them from doing what they are doing. We can bind them. We can stop their operations. But you cannot bind Satan. It's the same thing. You cannot pray, say, God, please give me faith now. Oh, Lord, my faith. No. Faith comes. You get faith by hearing. By hearing what? The word of God. It's not just hearing alone. That's why Jesus said, be careful of what you hear. Because what you hear can kill your faith or kill your doubt, kill your faith or bring doubt. So if you need faith, which is the evidence of things you hope for, and which is what? The evidence of things not seen and the substance of things you hope for, then you must open yourself to the word of God. Now, to even go deeper with this verse, it means that faith is hearing from God. If you don't hear from God, you can't bound your life on it. Are you listening? Are you following? Faith is God's word. It is God's word that is faith. Because God's word is sure. If God has not spoken about it, please don't try it. If God speaks about it, relax. Chill. Drink some coconut water. It will come to pass. If God says that, if you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, do not be afraid, I'll be with you. I tell you, if you believe it, that is exactly what will happen to you. That's it. That's why the Bible says in verse 6 of Hebrews chapter 11 that it is impossible to please God without faith. Because anybody who comes to God must believe that he is. Now, if you don't believe God's word, you are making God to be a liar. You're making God to be non-existent. You're making God to be someone who doesn't reward. If God says you are healed, please. If God says you are healed, our problem is that God says we are healed, but we don't believe it. Because you feel the pain in your body. So how can God say I'm healed when I feel pain in my body? Remember, faith is not the evidence of things seen. Because as for seeing things, you can see all kinds of things. Though. You can see, hey, let me tell you, this life and things that go on, sometimes you can see your money, you realize that, hey, I'm 15th of the month and I only have $2,000. Hey, what is going to happen to me? I need a fella. I need a banner. Like somebody told me the other day, he said, Pastor, I need a boyfriend. I said, if you could come out of the phone to my face, I'll just give you a whack on your face like that. And take off your wig. Don't send those rubbish to my phone. I don't receive rubbish. I send them straight to Sivons. Yeah. Now, if you want a boyfriend, go and take a boyfriend. Don't tell me. If you know what you want. So I should be the one who's coming to, don't go and take a boyfriend. So, Pastor, what's going to happen to me if I don't take a boyfriend? You could help me? You see, you don't read your Bible, that's why.
You do not read your Bible. There's somewhere that faith comes from. If you expose yourself to the word of God, if you allow yourself for God to speak to you, you will not break down and feel so frustrated and feel so hopeless. Faith will arise and you'll be strong again. The fact is that you and I don't expose ourselves to the words of God. That's why. If you allow yourself to hear what God is saying, that's why when God told Abraham, he said, leave your father, leave your mother, and go to a place where I will show you. Abraham didn't know his destination. Can you believe it? When we were coming to Guyana, we didn't know what was here for us. As we have come here, we have a church, and we are here, and you know, nice, fun, blowing, keyboard, drums, tie, shirt, screen. We came not knowing what was in store. In fact, when we went to see a Guyanese guy who lives in Almere in the Netherlands, the Guyanese guy said, Guyana? He said, don't go. Well, it was myself and my wife. He said, no. Pepe. He said, no. He said, no. Guyana, I'll not advise you to go. Hey! But we said, no, God has called us to Guyana and we will come. It gotta be faith. Pastor Greg, who was with us and you know, went away. When he said he was coming to Guyana, people said, hey, those people, they use bows and arrows. They walk and they kill people. They wear only boktok and they walk around. I don't know whether the person just only read about Amerindians or something. I don't know. We didn't know what was in store for us. But faith in that step we took has really brought us the things that we could not see. It was the evidence of this thing that we did not see. It was the evidence of showing. It was the evidence of Pastor Cromwell. The faith that we had to move was the evidence of Vanetta. What's your name again? Vanetta Massey? Yeah. Who's become a nurse now? Yeah. Whose birthday was today, yesterday? Who's giving us cake for everybody in the church today? By courtesy of the man of God. Because he says he can call cake to come from heaven and to come. Yeah. So ice cream cake. Basman has spoiled our taste right now. So everything that's not ice and cream, we don't consider it as a cake. Yeah, it's something else. It must be ice, it must have cream, then yes, it's a cake. Otherwise, if you talk about sponge, no, it's not cake. It must be ice, it must have cream, then we approve it as cake. So, birthday people, you must take note of it. Basman has spoiled us. We didn't know there was something nice like that until Basman came from some. So, man of God must call something from the heavens. By faith, the church ate cake ice cream or ice cream cake Sunday morning. It's possible. I said it's possible. It's possible. Hallelujah. Our faith, the step we took, has brought Figuera here. Your faith will bring something into your life that your eyes have not seen as yet. If only you trust God for his word. He will say, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Do you believe it? If you believe it, Jamal, it will work for you. Jesus met 10 lepers and he told them they wanted healing, so he asked them to go and show themselves to the priest. And they went. On their way, they realized that they were healed. Wow. Now, if you have leprosy, and in those days in Israel, when you have leprosy, you have to stay away from the community. Now, if you have leprosy and then you are asking for help, and the pastor says, go back to the city and show yourself to the pastor. What would you say? Like this Jesus, you understand what's going on. How can I go, Anita? How can I go into the city with what I have? Like you don't understand the situation, isn't it? They call you Jesus, but I think you don't know things around here. Hello, please, let's leave him. We thought he was some powerful guy. No. When Jesus asked them to go and show themselves to the priest, they did not say anything. They just began to walk to the church to show themselves to the pastor. On their way to the church, they realized that they were healed. Because when Jesus told them, go and show yourself to the priest, they believed that something will happen as they go and show themselves to the priest. And truly and truly, when they were going, they were healed. When Jesus told Peter, come, walk, come. Peter said, if you call me, let me walk on the water too. Jesus said, come. All you need is the word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. If you hear God's voice about something, please do not doubt it. Follow it with all your might and with all your strength. Something is at the end of it all. I tell you, you will never be disappointed. The Bible says that seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? Colletta, do you believe it? Seek God first. And he says that all other things shall be added unto you. You believe it or not? If you believe it, as you seek God, all other things will come, including everything you think about. You see, I was reading the newspapers yesterday, and I saw they made Raphael Trotman the Minister of Natural Resources, and they quoted his age, 49 years old. I said, that guy is not, he's not old, Bia. I said, but God, me too. Let me be some wild man of God around here. Because if at 49 he's a minister, Clint, it will take another 20 something years before you also get to a certain level. Yeah. It's just this Efan Ali and these people who 31 years old were being ministers of two, having bigger. No. But if you look at life, really, you have to grow to a certain extent before certain things. Like, that's what they say. That's why they say life begins at 40. It's not in the Bible, but it's true. There's some maturity comes with certain things. It's not always true. I mean, I have to say that. But you see, even if God is going to give you a lot of money, you may have to be a young person with a certain amount of wisdom to be able to handle it. So if you, let's say you are 20 and you're going to be rich, your mind must be the mind of a 45-year-old person. Because a 20-year-old with millions, it can work. And you'll do all kinds of things with it. You take your friends out. You'll go everywhere you go. Gravity. And you fall down or go up because of the force of gravity, whatever it is. You'll be all over the place. You'll do all kinds of things. I know a young girl whose mother died and left her millions of dollars. In fact, if that girl was wise, she shouldn't be working now. But she's still a sales girl somewhere in some shop after a couple of years. She bought a car for her boyfriend. 2 years. She used to come to our church and she stopped. Bought a car. Boyfriend was the one driving the car. All sorts of things. The woman left it. In fact, when I heard that the woman left her that treasure, I was surprised. Because it was some simple woman. She used to work at the city council, the constabulary. These people who just sit in some places like guards and she left her millions and jewelries. She's back after 2 years, Regent Street, selling in some shop somewhere. Can you believe it? Yeah. So when you give a million to a 20-year-old whose mind and brains doesn't have the wisdom of God, it doesn't work. That's how sometimes, normally and naturally, people have to grow to a certain point before they can handle certain things. Yeah. It shouldn't be like that, but that's how it is, because God cannot give you something and then at the end of the day, you are disgraced because of the blessing. I mean, that's not God's plan for your life. So when I look at the guy's age, 49, I say, but the guy is not too older than some of us, and he's a minister. So I say, God, me too. You must give me a national position. Yeah, I must be a big pastor. Yeah.
By 49, I should be counting pastors. I say, hey, these people are army pastors. As army churches, army church members, all the church buildings. Kakwani, Aituni, Letem, Madia. If you go there, you will see ministries and churches and buildings. I tell you in the name of Jesus, it must happen. Because if all these guys, Raphael Trotman, all these people, they started politics and they believed that one day they'll become something. How much more you and I? We must believe that as we serve God, one day we'll become something. One day we'll become something. In the name of Jesus, as we seek Him first, His kingdom and His righteousness, all other things shall be added unto us. I see you prospering in the name of Jesus. Stand to your feet, please. Wow. Yeah. Believe it. God has blessed you already. Believe it. I said, have a strong evidence in your heart that God has blessed you already. You're blessed to be a blessing. You are not somebody who is going to lose. You are not a loser. I say you are more than a conqueror. You are victorious. You are prospering. You are doing well. You are moving forward. You are becoming established. That is God's word. Receive it into your life in the name of Jesus.
You are not saved. You are not born again. You want to go to heaven when you die. This is a prayer you must pray. Pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart that Jesus died for me. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. And I believe Jesus is alive right now. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and make my heart your home. I believe that by this simple prayer, I have been saved from hell. My name is written in the book of life, and I am born again now. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful preaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at lciguiana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguiana.org. God richly bless you.